next stop, the Super Bowl. Hell yeah, you know we on. We built to do this all night long. Who that say they gon' beat them Saints? They a lie. They can try, but in the dome we know they ain't.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prof G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Who dat, and welcome back to the Canastra Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, as always, Brendan Ertl. We are entering kind of a sort of a dead time with Saints football, with football in general. We got playoffs going on in other sports, basketball, hockey, whatnot. But this is kind of a dead point in the NFL. We've had free agency, we've had the draft, and we have training camp coming up here in a couple months, but there isn't much going on from here on out for the Saints. The only thing that we can talk about really is this schedule release and how important it's going to be for the Saints to start out hot and keep rolling from there on out. So today we're going to be going over what the Saints schedule looks like. Yes, it was leaked out a week ago, but today we're going to be breaking it down in depth, maybe a record prediction at the end, and just going week by week to see how the Saints season is going to look next year. It's going to be something special with Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill at quarterback, but it feels weird to do a schedule kind of record prediction with a quarterback that's not Drew Brees. Like, we don't know what the Saints are going to look like, and this is the biggest question mark we've had since, honestly, 2006 when Drew Brees got here. We just don't know how they'll look, if they'll be better, worse, kind of the same. But time will tell, but let's just get right into this. Before we get into the week-by-week games, some important stats about the schedule is the Saints still have five primetime games. So if that doesn't tell you anything about the Saints roster and what the NFL thinks about the Saints, obviously very, very talented. They lost a Hall of Fame quarterback in Drew Brees and yet still get five primetime games. Now, the NFL won't purposely put bad teams in primetime if they think they'll obviously be bad. I mean, they're not going to put bad teams. There are sometimes some bad teams in primetime, but that's just the way it works out sometimes. The other main stat is the Saints are actually favored in 11 of their 17 games. So that makes them underdogs in six games. Those six games are both game against Tampa, both of those home and away, at Seattle at Monday Night Football, at Tennessee, versus the Bills on Thanksgiving night, and at Atlanta, the regular season finale. And those are six games where I don't discount whoever's at quarterback. I don't discount the Saints being competitive or winning those games. Now, of course, there's going to be games throughout the season where they win games they probably shouldn't, lose games they probably shouldn't, and all the other scenarios. But being favored 11 out of 17 games after losing your Hall of Fame quarterback, I'm not sure many other teams could say that about their franchise. Just starting off with week one, they have the Green Bay Packers, obviously. We don't know what their situation is going to be with their quarterback, but it's kind of surprising to me. The Saints are favored in this game. And this past year, the Saints also played the Packers in the Dome, and it was a game that the Saints probably should have came away with a W with. Didn't play great in the back end in the beginning, but it felt like the Saints kind of had that game at the end. Of course, the Taysom fumble kind of fumbled that game away. But the Saints are actually favored in this game, and I think it's just because of the Aaron Rodgers situation, and we really don't know what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. At least I don't. He could end up playing. He could just be like, all right, whatever, I'll just play for you guys for this year and figure out next year maybe. Or he could straight up be like, I'm not playing. You either trade me or I'm not playing. And the Saints face Jordan Love and his first career start. And not only his first career start, it's his first time ever dressing would be in the Superdome against the Saints with a full Superdome. So I could see why the Saints could be favored in this game. The Superdome is going to be rocking. It's going to be a really interesting game. Do I think the Saints win this game? It's really just too hard to tell right now. If Aaron Rodgers is playing, I don't know, because I don't know what's going to happen with Marshawn Lattimore. If Lattimore's out for that game, man, Rodgers will have 400, 500 yards probably, because the Saints will have another corner even opposite him right now. So, I mean, it's time will tell with that game, but whether it's Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love, and the cornerback situation with the Saints, we will just see. That next week, the Saints will travel to Carolina, take on the Carolina Panthers, and it's Sam Darnold's team now there in Carolina. Obviously, this is going to be a much different Panthers team than we're used to seeing. I mean, Cam Newton was there for years, and we had Teddy Bridgewater last year, and now we have to deal with Sam Darnold. They traded future picks for him. We don't know what they'll look like. Of course, that wide receiver core could be an issue. DJ Moore, of course, they added Terrace Marshall. Most Saints fans wanted him. They obviously have Robert Anderson as well, so that Sam Darnold-Robert Anderson connection will continue in Carolina. And it's going to be one of these games where it could go either way. I mean, it's a divisional opponent. Those division games are never tough, whether the team's 0-16 or 16-0. I mean, it's always a tough game between your division opponent, and that'll be in Carolina as well. I mean, that'll be Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill's first road game of the season. So that one will be interesting. That will be played at 12 Central. Next up, Week 3 is a really interesting opponent as well. The Saints stay on the road. They'll go to New England and take on the Patriots, the new-look Patriots. And when you look at the schedule immediately, the first 3-4 weeks, there isn't a ton of gun-slinging quarterbacks. Weeks 5 as well. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't play Week 1, the best quarterback the Saints will play is Russell Wilson Week 7. I mean, that's like the earliest they'll play a good quarterback. But obviously, they have the Patriots Week 3. We don't know if it'll probably be Cam Newton. I don't know Mac Jones if he'll win the job by that time, if how Cam Newton will look from there on. But the Patriots weren't as good last year. They didn't have the season they wanted. Obviously, they saw Tom Brady have the success that he had, and they went off in free agency. They signed Jonnu Smith, Hunter Henry, Jalen Mills, Devon Godshaw, just so many players to add to their roster. And they're tired of losing, and they obviously were aggressive in the draft as well. We don't know what that team's going to look like. If they look like what they did last year, I'd say, yeah, it's an easy W, but I don't know. This could be a good team now. I mean, they added some pieces on defense. They obviously added the two tight ends. Kendrick Bourne in free agency, also Nelson Aguilar. It's a totally different team, so we'll just have to wait and see how they will look. But that's a game that I'd like the Saints to win, just because it's not one of these high-flying quarterbacks, not a Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, guys like that. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers as well. It'll be Cam Newton or Mac Jones that game. Yeah, I mean, either of those, I like the matchup with the quarterbacks we have. I feel like that's a game they need to win because their schedule gets a lot tougher from here on out. After a two-game road trip, the Saints will come home to the Superdome where they will face the New York Giants, yet another team that the Saints should beat. This is a game that they should win. This will be the Saints' second home game of the season. Obviously, the Saints have had a ton of really good games against the Giants, and one especially in that Superdome against Eli Manning. That was one of the highest scoring games in NFL history. Obviously, the quarterbacks are not the same as they were, Eli Manning and Drew Brees. We'll get a Jameis Winston and Daniel Jones competition there in the Superdome. This is also another game that the Saints need to win. This is a must. If they want to get to the 10-11 win range, obviously they added another game this year. This is going to be to be one of the games they have to win, because this schedule just gets tougher and tougher. The New York Giants especially, I'm not going to say they're not a winning football team. They were a winning football team. They've had their ups and downs over these past few years. And I don't think they did a ton to get better. Of course, they added Kenny Galladay. But this is still a team that the Saints, man for man, are better than. There's no reason that they should lose this game. And this is also a game that they need to win. The next week, the Saints will travel to Washington to take on the Washington football team. This is a game that kind of makes me nervous a little bit, just because Ryan Fitzpatrick always finds a weird way to tear up the Saints. He signed with them this offseason. He'll have a very dynamic offense with Terry McLaurin and Curtis Samuel. They just added obviously they have J.D. McKissic too and Logan Thomas. They have a pretty good offense, and they found a way to get to the playoffs last year. Maybe weren't the best team in that division or in the playoffs, but they found a way. The defense carried them all the way, and this could be a little dark horse game for a little, maybe an upset for the Saints. And I hope not. I hope knock on wood. This is one of these games where it's like, okay, there's one or two a year where it's like the Saints are favored. They should win it. But really, this is a tough game. I mean, this is a really tough game. This will be a really good defense. And obviously, the offense is going to be a lot better. After this game, they'll have their bye. So hopefully, they can go into that bye week with momentum and saying, okay, we're playing good football. Let's get better. And it's not, okay, we just had a bad L. Now we got to improve on it from here. So obviously, they have that bye week, week six. And week seven on, this is where it gets really, really tough. That's why I kept saying those first five, six games are crucial to win. Week seven, they'll travel to Seattle to take on the Seattle Seahawks on Monday Night Football. Hopefully, I'll be at that game. But this will be a crazy game. Obviously, the last time the Saints played in Seattle, it was Teddy Bridgewater, and he carried them to a win. And that was a crazy game. Hopefully, they can go do the same. But this is, of course, going to be a tough game. It's going to be, obviously, a primetime game. Seattle loves to be loud during those primetime games. They love to show the country that they have the loudest fans, even though they don't. But this is going to be a really tough game. And what makes it even tougher is week eight, they'll have the Tampa Bay Bucks in the Dome, which is the icing on the cake. That'll be a great game. I'm super excited for that game. It's going to be tough because the Bucks, they brought everyone back. And did nothing but got better. And now they'll have a full season on their belt, a Super Bowl championship. And, of course, they love to play the Saints. They're still trying to get that payback that we smacked them twice. If we had a healthy quarterback, we would have done it three times in the playoffs, but not going to go there. Of course, we had the Bucks that week eight in the Dome. And it just keeps getting tougher and tougher. Week nine, they get Atlanta in the Dome. You could say what you want about Atlanta, but they're still a good football team. They always play us tough. And that would be at Seattle, home against Tampa, home against Atlanta. That's three games where it's like, oof, like those are tough, tough games. And you're lucky to come out of each of those games with a W just because they're such tough games. And it doesn't stop there. After that, they travel to Tennessee to take on the Tennessee Titans. Of course, the offensive player of the year, Derrick Henry. Last time they played in Tennessee, they didn't have to deal with Derrick Henry. They were lucky enough that he was on the injury report and stayed on the sidelines for that game. And they almost didn't win that game. They had to come back from behind. This is a really talented team. Obviously, 2 years removed from AFC Championship where they played the Chiefs. They had success this year as well. And they did nothing but got better as well. And this is going to be a really tough stretch. And going over that again, Week 7 at Seattle, Week 8 against Tampa, Week 9 against Atlanta, and Week 10 traveling to Tennessee. So that early part of the season seems really, really easy compared to what they have to deal with now. After that Tennessee game, they'll go to Philadelphia, where it's never easy to get a win there. Obviously, they dealt with Jalen Hurts last year, and they came away with a ridiculous loss that no one saw coming. Taysom Hill struggled in that game. The whole team struggled in that game. They came away with an L, a game that they should have never lost. They should have dominated that game. The Eagles were crumbling apart. Jalen Hurts' first career start just tears up the Saints on the ground. Hopefully that doesn't happen again, but this could be a dark horse game again just because that next week they have the Buffalo Bills on Thanksgiving. That's going to be a huge game, not only for the Saints but for the Bills. They want to show that they are the new super team in the NFL. Of course, they'll be competing for championships for years and years because they're so deep, that team's so deep. And that'll be in the Superdome as well. Always a tough time to come play in the Superdome. And Josh Allen, this will be his first time ever playing the Saints. So really interested to see how he looks against the Saints. But Josh Allen with that big arm always makes you nervous when they play the big arm quarterbacks. Just get bad nightmares of old Saints secondary problems. And the tough stretch does not end. That next week, the Saints will have the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday Night Football. So that's back-to-back Thursday games for the Saints. Obviously, Thanksgiving. And then this next week against the Cowboys. And you never want to have those back-to-back Thursday games. And then let alone that the game after the Thursday game is always tough. But thankfully, week 14, hopefully, It's a W. They travel to New York to take on the Jets. They get both New York teams this year, and they'll take on Zach Wilson and the Jets in their MetLife Stadium. It's been a hard stretch for the Saints. Hopefully it's a winning record throughout those games, but they finally get a game where it's like, okay, thank you, we get the Jets. Hopefully it's a win. It'll be much, no matter if it's a tough game or not, it's an easier game on the team just because talent-wise, the Saints should be better. They should win this game. They'll be seeing Justin Hardy and Chilla Rankins again. I don't know how Zach Wilson will be. He could end up lighting it up and being great, or he could just end up being at the next kind of bust that they get. We'll just have to see about that, but no question whether Zach Wilson's playing good, great, whatever. The Saints should win this game. After that Jets game, week 14, they will stay on the road and go to Tampa Bay and take on the Bucs on Sunday Night Football in Raymond James Stadium. That's going to be a huge game for the Saints. Obviously, what happened last year, we talked about this. And the biggest thing is this is going to be Jameis Winston's homecoming, hopefully starting, hopefully doing great, and his chance to beat his old team in their old stadium. So that'll be awesome, and he'll be able to do it in prime time. So hopefully Jameis can come in, beat this Bucs, and do it in prime time. That'd be awesome. The next week, they'll stay in prime time. They'll take on the Miami Dolphins on Monday Night Football in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. So a great matchup there. Tua versus the Saints. Don't know how they're going to look. Obviously, they added Jalen Waddle early in the draft. Tua had an up-and-down year. Ryan Fitzpatrick was there last year and was kind of the main guy. This will be Tua's year to kind of take over, and it's the Dolphins will go as far as Tua will take them. That's how it's going to be. This is another game that I think the Saints should win just based off of Miami's youth. Man-on-man, I think the Saints are a better team, and that's week 16. The Saints have two more games, and they're against divisional opponents. The next one, week 17, will be against the Carolina Panthers in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Week 18, they will obviously travel to Atlanta to take on the Falcons there. So ending the season with two divisional games, those could end up being humongous games. These past few years, the divisional games at the end of the year haven't really meant anything. The division's already set. The Saints have pretty much locked it in by that time. Hopefully they're doing it again, but just being realistic here, these are going to be tough games. Atlanta's going to be a good team. Carolina's not going to be as bad as they were last year. So the Saints are going to be fighting in this division. There's not going to be a New York Jets team in this division. There isn't a really, really bad team. These are all talented teams. And this game could be who maybe gets in the wild card place, who wins the division. We'll just have to see, but obviously divisional games end of year is tough, tough stuff. So, yes, that is their schedule. We wrapped it up. All now 17 games that the Saints will be playing. So I've ran through the record prediction quite a few times, and the most amount of wins I could see the Saints getting is around 12. I think that's the ceiling. Of course, there are 17 games, so that'd be 12-5. Maybe they could get to a 13-4. That'd be phenomenal. That'd be the best case scenario. And I've had situations where I have them winning 8-9 games, maybe 7. We really don't know what this Saints team's going to look like. If it looked like it did last year with Jameis at quarterback, I could see closer to the 10-11-12 win kind of range. But we just don't know. I mean, 8-9 could be more realistic for this team. Being a 9-8, maybe getting a wild card spot, that might be tough. But it's going to be a really tough year for them. It's never, never easy moving on from, of course, one of the best passers of all time and going to Jameis Winston, who's had some ups and downs in his career. Obviously, there's tons of potential there to hopefully fix his mistakes. But time will tell. Training camp's going to be a huge training camp for them. I'm thankful that COVID has kind of died down. The Saints will need your cheering. They'll need New Orleans cheering. They'll need everyone in the stands for this year. And obviously, with COVID being gone, they'll have training camp. That'll be great stuff. Jameis Winston needs to keep learning. Whether it's Jameis or Taysom, I've kind of came to the conclusion that's going to be Jameis. Whoever it is, they need time to develop in training camp, learn the plays, keep going, and hopefully we can hit that 10-11-12 win mark. Thank you guys for tuning in. Of course, I'm going to be here. I'll keep you guys posted with anything that's going on. There's going to be a little bit of a dead period, but I will keep you guys posted on anything that's going on, Saints-related. And as usual, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. You know where to find me on Twitter. I hope you guys are having a great day.
Who dat? Let's go. We on the road. The next stop, the Super Bowl. Hell yeah, you know we on. We built to do this all night long. Who dat say they gon' beat them Saints? They a lie. They can try, but in the dome, we know.